Fierce Femme Media.
The world tonight. This sounds like a good idea.
To be honest, that is the most like straight white man thing I've ever seen you do.
I mean, I guess if that's, well, I mean, aside from liking women.
Yeah, I mean, but even that, you don't do that like a straight white man. Like,
no, I don't.
Drinking your Pabst Blue Ribbon beer is, I mean, do you have a Natty Ice in the cooler? Should I be concerned?
No, fuck Natty Ice and no Bush. No Bush.
Wait, what? Are you talking about lesbians or are you talking about your beer now?
B-U-S-C-H for anybody that's listening. Bush. I do enjoy it. Well, actually, I don't know if I haven't. It's been a while since I've been with anybody that's had a Bush. No Barbara Bush here.
I thought you were going to say it's been a while since I've had a Bush. Maybe they've gotten better. Like, see, you're fucking me up. I don't know if we're talking about beer or women now.
I mean, all of the above. Although I have been to Busch Gardens, the amusement park.
Womp womp.
I mean, I guess it's always an amusement park.
Uh-huh.
Always have a good time. Never a bad ride. Hey!
Hey-o!
I'll tell you what, though.
That's not true, though. There are some bad rides, and I have not always had a good time.
I will be honest and say I also agree. I think one time it had gone bad. The ride had gone bad.
We're recording, just so you know.
Oh, not with the present one. It was a long time ago. I'm being for real when I
just
say
that. I didn't think you were meant, Gail. I didn't want you to use any name because.
Oh no, I would not.
Yeah. Okay.
No. Never. Her name was, no, I'm just kidding. No, but like I vividly, oh my God. Katie just scared the shit out of me. Oh, thank you. She's my PBR delivery bitch. Just kidding.
Wench.
Wench, yes. Thank you, barkeep. I don't even know what I was saying.
The bad ride.
Oh yeah, it was sour.
Oh,
that was a bad ride.
Yeah, that
sour crotch.
Yeah, that'll leave you a little motion sick.
Yeah, I was like, "What's happening here? What? This is not what I got in line for."
You had to get in line.
This is not the ride I thought I was getting.
Just for
on.
Your money back.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm not with her.
You better shut that door.
Shut the door.
Oh man, I don't even know how we got there.
I don't either. PBR.
Oh yeah, you're.
It's the ride. It'll get you there. It might not get you home.
Oh, in case you haven't noticed, it's just me and Aaron again tonight. It is the last week for this, though. Stacy's show opens tonight, so good luck, Stacy. I'll be live streaming it tomorrow to watch it. Oh, we should just put it up on our Facebook page too. So
100%.
Anyone who wants to, Stacy, the political princess, is directing her first performance. She's been a choreographer for many years, but this is the first one that she's actually directing. So it's called Now Hear This, and it's being done at one of our two local high schools. And because of the pandemic, they had a limited number of seats, way less than they normally do. I think she said normally they seat 300 for each show, and this one they can only do 45. So they're live streaming the event, which is cool because now like Aaron gets to watch it and she wouldn't have gotten to watch it before. So
I wish it was just gonna film Stacy the whole time though, because you know I miss her.
You just want to watch Stacy for 2 hours?
Yeah, why not? I do every night on the podcast. Just kidding.
But she's like conversing with you. That's just you staring at her. That's kind of creepy.
No, that's creepy. I'm sorry, Stacy. I know she's gonna listen to this, which is why I'm totally doing this, because I know she'll listen.
Sure, that's why you're doing it.
I love you, Stacey.
I think you're in the wrong line.
I think, honestly, the PBR has got me. 16 fluid ounces of...
Oh, don't finish that, whatever you're going to say.
You know what? I think with the fact that they said nature's choicest products, choicest.
Is that that's what it actually says on the can?
It says, this is the original Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Nature's choicest products provide its prized flavor. Only the finest of hops and grains are used. Selected as America's best in 1893. Not again! Not since! But it's fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
Tonight I'm actually drinking white wine tonight. I'm drinking Chardonnay from Tambour Bay, which was one of the wineries we went to in Napa when Lex's best friend Andrew was here. So it was actually the only bottle of wine I bought. And I remember it being better. It's not bad, but I remember it being better, but it could also be because that was halfway through the day of me drinking wine.
I mean, possibly.
So it's good. It's good. It's just, it's real Chardonnay-y. Chardonnay?
Shocking. Shocking. I'm just shocked that a Chardonnay.
I mean, I'm gonna drink it. It was $38, so I'm gonna drink it.
Is that a frosted mug? Or is that just
it's just the glass color mug? Okay. That's my check it out. It's Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, dressed like Superman.
Right on. Does it say Honest Abe?
I got it in Ford's Theater. I got this before we had Lincoln. I think I've said on here before I always wanted to name my kid Lincoln, but I'm a pretty big Abraham Lincoln fan. So
I mean, who's not? I agree.
That he taught himself law.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. Are you like a foremost expert on?
No, there are some people that are like real legit experts. Yeah. I dabble.
I just wish everybody could have seen your face when you did that. I dabble. Like, I love you, Jackie.
I love you, Erin.
I love you so much. It's gonna be a good night, guys. It's gonna be a great night. Great night.
We did get a listener question from Gracie. She wanted to know if we ever all get to hang out, and if we do, will we put it on YouTube? Actually, Gracie, Erin is coming to California to visit us in June. Yes, I was like, was it June or July? It's June. And maybe we will. I don't know if we'll put it on YouTube per se. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Get enough alcohol in us and who knows.
Everything's a good idea. And put it on national television.
Careful what you wish for, though. You may end up with 4 hours of us just talking shit.
I mean, who the fuck wouldn't love that? Although, I feel like I would pull a Thor and I'd go to lean into the door and it would swing open. You know, everybody deserves to see drunk Erin. At least once in their lives.
That's true.
Oh God.
Everyone does deserve that.
I mean, she's made a lot of appearances at like BSB and GCLS events and.
Drunk Erin's fun, Erin. I enjoy drunk Erin.
I mean, seriously though, she's a lot of fun. I mean, she's just
delightful.
She doesn't give a fuck. Like drunk Erin is no fucks given. Like she took a cheat out of Jean's book. And just no fucks given, man. Anyway, so yeah, we might actually put it up for the world to see.
Maybe.
But we might not.
I hope we cleared that up, Gracie.
Thanks for the question. The best part, though, is I think being together will be fun because, this is going to sound really funny. So I met Jackie for the very first time at GCLS in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. We had been
In, 2018? 19. Yeah, no. Right? No, it wasn't 19. It was 18.
No, it was 19.
Was it 19?
18 was Vegas.
Oh, okay. So 19. I was thinking it couldn't be 19 because I moved back to California in 19. So it was like, no, I couldn't have done both of those things. But yeah, I mean, I guess because GCLS is in June. I didn't move to October. So yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So I remember I got to your hotel room door and I was like, do I hug you? And she was like, yes, you fucking hug me, you weirdo. And I'm like, what to do? I mean, it was literally the first time we had met in person, which is so strange because we see each other every week online, mm-hmm. you know?
And on FaceTime and like,
yeah. All the things. So I'm like, it was so dumb. I was just so awkward. I was like, meh. But like, I've never met either of the Stacys, right? Mm-hmm. So it's, and Bueno. So mm-hmm. like, it's going to be like this whole new awkward Aaron. It's going to be a great time.
Right? Oh, you'll be awkward for like 3 seconds.
Oh yeah. And then we'll get drunk and it'll be fine.
Everything will be fine.
I'm opening my next PBR, everybody.
God, how many is that? 19?
I was just going to say, I didn't start that one at the beginning of this, just so everybody's aware. It is not me just fucking shotgunning PBRs over here.
Oh my God. I would pay to see you shotgun a PBR.
I will
give you $1.
It's worth it. You know what? It's fucking worth it. We'll put that on the live stream. 100% that.
And Aaron maybe doing a shotgun. Light. Oh, you know I'm not. You're going to have to buy that yourself. I'm not buying it.
There's like a lemonade Natty Light now. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh.
No, I haven't.
I haven't tried it. Just so everybody knows.
Check their new flavors ever.
I don't either. But when I walk into Walmart, sometimes it's right there. Shocking. I think in the pandemic, I've only shopped at Walmart twice.
I haven't been into a Walmart in, I couldn't even tell you the last time. I do my best to avoid them. I know that some people live in communities where that's not possible because Walmart is their store. So I get that. To be fair, Target is closer to me, but I think Walmart has deplorable practices when it comes to their employees. So if I can avoid it, I will. Sometimes I cannot. You know what? I do know the last time I was there. I went in the beginning of the pandemic. It was the only place that had the spray. Every place else was out of it, called Kids and Pets, which if you guys don't know what Kids and Pets is, it's like a fabric spray and it gets everything out, like everything. Really? Yeah. And Walmart was the only place that still had it. So
I went into Walmart once in the pandemic because we were looking for Lysol wipes.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't find them. Mm. And then the other time we went in was because
Natty Ice.
No, I'm telling you, I've never had it. I swear to God, I've never had it. The other time was because Gail likes Fetzer Gewürztraminer and every place was out of it. Gewürztraminer.
You're fucking with me. What is that?
It's like it's a German sweeter wine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gewürztraminer. I might be saying it wrong. I also have my Invisalign in, so I'm like, Gewürztraminer.
You sound like when Trump was saying, say America.
God bless America.
Come on, bro.
That's how I feel sometimes. I'm like Tina Fey and Date Night when she takes her retainers out and it's like full slobber. That's how I feel sometimes. I'm like, God damn. But anyways, I try very hard not to go there too because I do feel like it's just also. This is going to sound really shitty, but I feel like a lot of times I go in there, it's very difficult for me because of the people that are in there. I'm not saying that it's just, they don't move fast enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get in and get out. I don't necessarily like to just stroll around a grocery store.
Neither.
Right? Like I just want to get in and get the fuck out. Like I've got a list. I need to get my shit and I need to get the fuck out. The only thing that I do like about our super Walmart is that they have really awesome self-checkout.
Mm.
And I'm just...
You don't even have to deal with anyone.
I literally, if I can get in and get out, I will do it. But I haven't been there in forever because I would rather go to the Super Target.
My wife's like a shopper, like a let's go up and down every aisle. I'm like you, like, no, we came in here for this. Let's get this and let's get out. Like I can be in and out of Target with like 15 things in like 3 minutes flat. Lex is like, well, what if we need something else? I'm like, then we'd know. Yeah. Like, Target, we tell Target what we want. Target doesn't tell us. Like, right. No, I'm not playing that game.
Right.
But yeah, she'll peruse. Like, I guarantee you right now, if she doesn't have anything to do because we're recording, she'll just go to Target. Just to like go.
That's how Gail is. So like,
that's not my jam.
I was at Target today. I'm like,
for what?
Like nothing. I'm like, all right, what'd you get? I got a cute shirt. Okay, cool. Whatever makes you happy at this point. Like, I just YOLO.
YOLO, buy yourself that Target shirt.
That shirt. Universal. Get that shirt.
All right. Our other question is, oh, I already closed it out. It was about SpaceX.
Which we had to research.
Yes.
But that's okay.
Which I don't want any of you to get worried. We did research how we always did research. We glanced at it for about 3 minutes and we're going to give you our expert opinions
now. And I formed a very solid,
well thought out researched opinion. Okay. SpaceX is, it's a space company owned by Elon Musk, who owns Tesla. And I guess the end game of it is to colonize Mars. So SpaceX just sent up another rocket, an exploratory mission, if you will, with astronauts in a rocket. I guess it just left Wednesday. They're going to be gone for 6 months. They are NASA astronauts, because I'm sure NASA's like, yeah, if you want to fund us, we'll give you people to send people up. What do I think about SpaceX? I don't. I am not now, nor will I ever be rich enough to consider vacationing on the moon or Mars or anything like that. Nor do I think I'd want to.
Right. Like, I guess if you think about going to Mars, right? Or no, let's just talk about the moon, because, you know, they've talked about like building a hotel on the moon. I think to myself, okay, A, how much is it going to be, right? Like, to get to the fucking moon. Like, it's not like you're just going to California, right? Like, it's...
Is it on hotels.com or like...
Right, yeah. Like, hotel moon, moonhotels.com. Is it run by Expedia?
Yeah.
I don't know. But either way, my points probably won't count.
Yeah, you don't get your free night up there.
You don't get interstellar points, you know?
You think your cell phone works up there? Like, it's...
I mean, will it? Like,
no.
Maybe they'll put a 5G tower up there.
Maybe that's why they're building the 5G towers.
It's because it's going to reach the moon. I mean, Jesus. I hope you just... Everybody's mind has been blown. Sorry, everybody. We should have warned you. Your mind was going to be blown. But I also think to myself, so you're going to go to the moon. And then what else are you going to do there? Because are you just going to walk around a hotel on the moon? Or are there going to be like moon expeditions? What are you going to see?
Like, and what, I mean, the moon's just like a deserted rock.
Right.
How much of, like, the moon can you see?
Right. Is it cheese? Pack? Is it really cheese?
What do you like, pack? What do you have to bring?
Right. Like, how do you pack for the moon? Like,
do you have to bring your own poop bags?
You have,
or are they supplied?
Maybe you just bring, like, you bring a poop thing like you do for your dog. Like, you're going on a walk. You got
to
bring
poop. Does someone have to hold it for you, or do you hold it? Like, I have questions.
I just feel like at this point in time, it's a lot. And I don't know if I'm ready to commit to pooping in a bag and bringing it home with me. I would assume it's sort of like the Martian, where you like poop in like it's like a vacuum sealed pack. And then like, but who knows? Who knows? And I just feel like at this point in time, I never thought, when I was 7, I never thought to myself, oh my God, when you're 41, you're going to be talking about vacationing on the fucking moon, because it was never an option, because it never seemed like something that needed to happen. Mars, on the other hand, this is what I worry about. Jackie, you've said it yourself. One of the only things that ever causes you any anxiety is the fact that we do not treat the Earth with any sort of respect,
mm-hmm.
right? How the climate fuck change. Do you think we're going to treat Mars?
Not any better.
We're not going to treat it with any sort of respect. So we're just going to... Remember the last time we had our podcast and I was talking to you about how I love alien movies where it's like they come to the planet and they just decimate everybody. And it's just like, they're just coming to destroy the planet, colonize it, blah, 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 move on. Like, that's what we're doing. We are literally the people in the movies that I always fear. Like, we're just going to go to Mars and we're going to colonize it and we're going to treat it like shit. And then we're just going to move on. That really upsets me. That gets me real fired up, because I just feel like one of the things that I can't stand about human nature is the idea that you have problems, so you think you can just leave them behind and go somewhere else. You know what? Your problems will still be there if you don't fix the problem. Like, you have to fix the problem. You can't just leave it behind. So going to another planet to colonize it is the same fucking thing. So if you don't fix what the problem is here, you're just going to take it with you to Mars. So like, I can't even believe I'm fucking saying that sentence, but like, it just seems so odd to me that this is like an option, or this is something that like Elon, come on. First of all, like, can't you just make your car more affordable, before you charge us, you know, $90,000 to go to fucking Mars to have, you know, a week vacation, like fucking Total Recall, like Arnold Schwarzenegger? Like, I would much rather just fix Earth. Spend more money fixing Earth.
Well, especially because it's estimated. So the SpaceX mission costs, it costs about $316 million for each launch. Like, that's how much Elon Musk is paying.
How much?
$316 million for each launch. Jeez. Do you know how much it would actually take to solve the global climate crisis?
I don't actually. Please tell me.
About $300 billion.
Okay.
So four of his launches to explore the possibility of solving Mars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a real big dent in actually fixing the planet that we're all on. And I think this is angling at, because they're looking at, so the company charges $62 million for a standard commercial Falcon 9 launch. And the first mission itself netted them about $12 million in profit. So
why are you making money off of this?
God, so the whole, I think the whole angle of this SpaceX thing is to actually take the rich people somewhere when the planet fails, instead of fixing the actual planet. Yeah. And I don't, what I can't get past in my head is, why do you think at that point money is going to fucking mean anything?
Right.
Like, if there's no civilization, you don't have anybody to purchase your, if everybody has $500 billion, money doesn't mean anything.
Well, the only reason, store.
Yeah. I'm like, who are you going to buy things from? Who is going to build things for you? Who is going to work for you when you've left all of the other people on Earth to die? Right. Like, it's just, I don't understand the end game when this man who has so much money, it's disgusting, could make such a huge, impactful, like, I think Elon Musk is an arrogant, self-righteous prick. I can't stand him.
Agree.
Big fan of the Tesla. I think it's real cool. But Elon Musk himself 100%. Is a fucking asshole. Mm-hmm. He could solidify his place in world history for the rest of time by solving climate change with his money.
Yeah. Instead of just taking our problems to another area.
Why is he using all that brain power to get to Mars? Like, he's clearly the smartest person on the planet, which is probably why he's so obnoxious, because he just doesn't relate well to anyone. Like, I think he's just a dick. So why aren't you using that brain power to solve climate change? Why aren't you using that brain power to solve the water shortage? Why aren't you feeding the millions of people that are starving every day? Like, mm-hmm. I will never understand the hatred people have for Bill and Melinda Gates, who spend billions of dollars to try to rid the world of problems, and worship Elon Musk, who is only taking his rich friends along for the ride. Like, right. I don't know why people can't see that. Bill and Melinda Gates have cured diseases worldwide. They have ensured that impoverished communities and countries are getting access to computers and education and equity. And they're hated by the conservative movement, hated, even though the billions go to charity. Elon Musk, on the other hand, with his elite self-righteous bullshit, is touted as a superstar. And I can't fucking wrap my head around it.
This is why it always shocks me that you used to be a Republican.
I've always been socially progressive, always. Yeah,
right.
But I leaned further right when it came to defense and spending, right, because I was in the military. So I was a registered Republican, but I was never a conservative, I guess, if that.
You were on the left of being a Republican.
Well, and ever since I started voting, when I first started voting when I was 18, I voted for both Democrats and Republicans. I just voted for who I thought would do the best job in my area.
Which is what we should do.
But I had registered as a Republican just because I wasn't a huge fan of, like, I grew up in the whole Bill Clinton scandal. That really rubbed me the whole wrong way. I thought Monica Lewinsky was treated terribly. And to me, that left like a really bad taste in my mouth as far as like what the Democratic Party kind of was. I had never had any like bad experiences with Republicans as of that point. So when it came time for me to register, I was just like, well, yeah, I believe in defense spending. And, you know, I believe that we should be making sure that immigration is done safely and effectively. And like, because those are the things at the time the Republican Party said they stood for.
Right.
But I used to be pro death penalty too. And that's changed over time. Right. But I don't know. I've always been more left socially and more right fiscally, but now fuck them all, because I don't even recognize who this Republican Party
is like. When you're saying, like, you know, like Elon with his conservative, you know, entourage, like, it's just, I truly feel that the GOP, the Trump GOP, it really is about the rich. It's all about only educated people can vote. Only people that want to vote can vote. Only people that have the means to do anything. Only their voice matters. And that is just so fucking horrible. And you know, like obviously, like you say, like the Tesla's really fucking cool. Don't get me wrong. If I could go out tomorrow and buy a Tesla, I probably would have already, because I truly believe in helping the environment in any way I can, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and I think it would be really awesome to not have to give any more of my hard-earned money to the
oil and gas.
Yeah, to oil and gas, to filling up my vehicle. Of course, I don't drive I drive a Jeep Grand Cherokee. I mean, it maybe gets 23 miles to the gallon, you know, on the highway. It's nothing crazy, but it's also like, I truly think that, like, it's difficult to imagine being able to go out and buy a Tesla because they are so expensive at this point in time. So it's like,
they actually make a cheap one that's like $38,000.
Agreed. I know that, but like, my car was not $38,000. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I'm driving a decent vehicle that wasn't that.
But when you factor in how much you pay for gas,
right,
how much your car actually costs.
Yeah, exactly. And like, there will come a time when I probably get some vehicle that is, you know, battery operated.
By 2030, every car in California has to be electric.
And I think that's fucking awesome. And did you see, like, by 2040, Amazon plans to be like completely free of all carbon emissions? Like,
don't even get me started on Jeff Bezos. He's another one that can solve the whole fucking climate catastrophe.
Exactly. And there's an important example of how he's at least trying to go in that direction, whether or not he's doing it the right way. Like, this is the problem, I think, is that when you become so fucking rich, you forget to take people with you that aren't rich or that weren't rich. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's important to always surround yourself with people that come from all walks of life, whether or not that's, you know, wealthy or a different color skin or whatever the case may be.
Different religions.
Right. Like, it's just really important to remember that you are not the only person that matters in the world. And like, to remember that, like, okay, so if you really want to, like, in my mind, Elon's first thing should be, okay, he's going to make a $38,000 vehicle, but why not make a $20,000 vehicle that, like, you know, just some random kid can get because he got X amount of dollars for whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but then at the same time, like, what kid can afford a $20,000 vehicle? So it's just all these fucking things that go into it. So when I think about, I'm going to circle us back to SpaceX. When I think about, you're going to spend all this money to get us to another planet. Like, it's not even another, it's not another country. It's another fucking planet. That's how the fuck many light years away is Mars?
I don't know.
I want to say 70. Why?
Light years? Let me see.
I don't even know how many, but it's not close.
183.29 million miles.
Okay. So it's not a short jaunt, all right? But it's like, why? What is
it's the not a short jaunt? 183 million miles. No, that's not
that's right. Not that's not something you can do overnight.
That's not a weekend excursion there.
No. But it's
that's
like,
not a trip to Walmart.
It's like, why do you want to do that instead of trying to fix what's going on now? Like, I just don't understand. If I had the money, I would pour it all into helping us survive and helping Lincoln have a beautiful life when he's, you know, 35 years old, instead of worrying that when he's 40, the earth is not going to be here any longer, that, or he's going to be have to hunker down in some fucking underground, you know, I don't even know why I'm saying all that. Cause now your anxiety is probably out of this, but like, I just feel like at this point in time, it's really fucking selfish. It's selfish. Mm-hmm. And that's at the end of the day, what's really wrong with rich people at the end.
Not all rich people. I think some.
Not all, but
look at Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, who's donating billions of dollars to charity,
fucking
and
sick.
She's fucking now sick. She's remarrying to a high school science teacher. Like,
perfect.
The Gates family. Warren Buffett is pretty notorious for donating a lot of money. I mean, people have their mixed feelings about Warren Buffett, also, but. You can't expect all rich people to be in touch either. Like, right. Some of them are going to be odd. They're at the top of their game. Like, I mean, most CEOs have psychopathic tendencies. Like, not psychopath. What's the other one? Sociopath? Yeah, okay. Sociopathic tendencies. So, I don't know. It just aggravates me that they think that these rich people can escape and. Instead of turning the money's not going to matter. It's not going to exist once they get up there. Right. Cause money is just in our head now as it is. Like, all of America's money is not actually backed up in Fort Knox anymore. It's all right. Imaginary. It's just mm-hmm. all a fucking shell game. Like, and now you have with these cryptocurrencies, and now you have Japan establishing its own, and it's a way to, or not Japan, I'm sorry. China is developing its own as a way to circumvent they're talking about getting into the game so that countries that we have put trade sanctions on, they'll be able to funnel their money through China and circumvent us altogether because they won't have to deal with any of the world banks. So they're actually opening up the avenue to be able to continue funding terrorist organizations and the nuclear war program. And it's just all of this in the name of money and power, and it's so fucking sickening. The men that rule this world, who they're willing to hurt to win whatever fucking weird game they've made up in their head that they're playing. Like, let's pretend for a minute you do get to the top. You're in charge of the world. You've beaten down the United States. You've beaten down Iran. You've beaten down the EU. You've beaten down everyone. Then what?
Mars!
What are you gonna do with that? Like, I guess I just don't understand the need or the desire to be the ruler of the universe for what?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't get it. I don't know. I'll never fully understand the tendencies that need to tear everyone down to make yourself more successful, because then at the end of the day, who really are you? Who yeah. are you? You're a terrible human being that has no boundaries, no lines, no limits. who are you? Like, yeah. I don't know.
That's how I feel a lot, not just with money either, but even just with like climbing to the top of your, whatever you're in, you know, if you're the best writer or the best basketball player or the best soccer star, whatever, like you get to the top and then what? Like, unless you do something that where you're giving back or you're being, you're taking your privilege and giving it to others. I think it's almost like, why are you doing it then? Like, you know, when I think about, you know, I'm still a huge Michael Jordan fan. Like, even though I know he was a fucking asshole sometimes.
Yeah. You mean Jackson or Jordan?
What did I say?
You said Michael Jordan.
I mean Jordan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So like he obviously was the like... top of, no, fuck Michael Jackson. He can rot in hell.
Okay. But, okay. I was like, no, Aaron.
Michael Jordan. So like he obviously one of the best basketball players ever. I think maybe they say like Kobe or LeBron or rival him. I don't mm-hmm. know for sure, but
I'm not a basketball aficionado.
Yeah,
so
yeah, in my mind, Michael Jordan will always be the best because he was incredible. And when you look at like the things that he did in his life, like some of the women he slept with or that he gambled or that he did this or that he did, I think to myself, like, but he did give back and he did. And that's where, like, I think when Kobe passed away, you know, Stacey and I kind of got into the debate of that. And I know you did too, Jackie, about like, you know, there's that line, like you did this, but you did this. So what does that take away from the negative you've done? But what I wonder is if you can get to the top and not do anything negative, can you then give back and be even more positive?
Ooh, well, bad. I also think it's a systemic problem too, right? Like, I got into it with, so the place I work, I'm a department head. I work for a local government. And I got into it with the HR director because there's a culture of they kind of get to pick and choose who reaches up the top of the management level. And they kind of take that decision-making power away from some of the department heads. And mm-hmm. I had an individual in my department who, when the spot opened up, I thought she was capable and had put in her time and should be promoted to be my number two. And it should be my choice. It's my department. It's my employees. It's my facilities. It should be my choice. They had someone that they had already decided would be the best fit. So they did everything that they could to keep me from promoting this individual. And I got incredibly frustrated. So I called the director of HR and I told her that I wanted to discuss it. And what I told her was, I think you guys are ladder kickers. Instead of when you get to the top of the ladder, turning around and helping the people below you and training them and bringing them up, you kick it down and you pull up whoever you want. And that mm-hmm. creates a culture of resentment and anger and frustration. And if people mm-hmm. think that you have to be with the cool kids to get promoted, what's the point of even trying? Because to even 100%. Be part of the cool kids, you already have to be able to network and kiss ass and get over into right. that office to meet the right people. And I'm not a ladder kicker. I was not only because I like to think that's who I am as a person, but I was really fortunate when I was coming up that I had people that when they made it up to the top, their entire focus was training and preparing those of us that were below to replace them. So my opinion has always been, you're constantly training your replacement, constantly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it shouldn't be a threat to you. It should be, I can be able to step away and everything will still run the way it should. We're all replaceable and we should want these people to succeed. I want my employees to get so good at their jobs that they go to other departments for promotions. If we don't have one available, that they're able to leave and succeed. I can't handle the idea of keeping people down because it benefits you personally for not wanting to either have to train or because you owe someone a favor or whatever. Right. And I think when you start getting into those ultra privileged, ultra rich environments, because that's how a lot of them obtained their wealth and their status, isn't by ladder climbing, it was by ladder kicking. Mm-hmm. That's what's baked into it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what keeps, I think it's what helps keep the classes separate. I think it's what helps keeps, you know, people from achieving their ultimate goals. And you're right. Once you reach the top, the very first thing you should do is turn around and look and say, who wants to help? Who wants to help? Who wants to get up here? And let me show you how to do it. And right. It shouldn't involve anything shady. And I mean, you look at people like Hillary Clinton, who climbed that fucking ladder virtually by herself. And I'm sure she did shady shit to get where she is. I have no doubt. I'm sure she had to make some fucking terrible deals and agree to some shitty things and make votes on stuff that she didn't want to do. But the reason for that is because no one turned around and helped fucking clear the way for her.
Right.
She had to do it by herself.
Because she was a woman in politics, and the only way to do that anymore is to do fucking shady shit to get somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking but sucks.
Because of Hillary Clinton, you have Kamala Harris, you have Elizabeth Warren, you right. have AOC, you have all of these women who Hillary cleared a path for them. And it's pretty often that the first woman to the top isn't the most successful. She right. won't be, because there's not enough of them. They're going to keep.
All she's doing is holding the ladder steady.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's it.
It's sad. I often think about Hillary and that whole ordeal with her running and Trump, and I often think about that because it's just so frequent that as a woman in any sort of role of power, you're held to such a different standard, or you're not given what past men were given in your role, and it makes me sad. But I feel like as more and more women hold the ladder for the ones below them, it becomes less and less. And maybe one day it won't be such an issue. You know, it won't be something that where you're like, oh, I don't want to hire this person. You'll be able to be like, look, I'm just going to hire this person. But like in the same way that you say you want to see your employees go on to do better things, like you also want to go on to do more, you know, like, and that's where I think it's so important that you're given great opportunities as an employee. And I mean, it makes me sad that like, you don't get to pick who you want to, who you
oh,
want.
I did.
I know you do now, but I
did. I threw such a fucking temper tantrum to get my way.
Well, yeah. I mean, you should like, and you shouldn't have to throw a temper tantrum, yeah. But I'm glad that you didn't. I know you wouldn't just roll over,
no.
But like, I'm glad that you didn't. Like, I'm glad.
I caused such a stink. I was telling everyone that would listen that the culture was corrupt and that they were all morally bankrupt and that they were all ladder kickers. And if they're participating in this, then they're just as, I threw a fit for probably a month until I got my way.
Good.
But I got my way. And
and the next time it won't be such a fucking struggle, I bet. Well, hopefully not.
Well, and here's the thing that it created too. Now the person who's in that position has turned around, and now the three that are under her that used to have her job, she's training them to replace her eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Because now she sees how important that is, that you, mm-hmm. you have to be willing to fight for them, because if the people at the top aren't willing to shoulder the weight, who's going to?
Right.
It has to be the people at the top, because the people underneath can't handle it. Their pay grade doesn't support it. So the higher up you get, you have to be willing to protect those underneath you. That's your main job. I tell them all the time, my priorities go the employees, the county, then the public. And that's how it will always be. So
I love it.
But I'm not Elon Musk with, you know, billions of dollars at my fingertips.
Maybe one day.
No. What are you obsessed with this week?
So I started watching Cruel Summer.
Taylor Swift?
Excuse me. No, but good song. It's on Hulu. And it's only two episodes right now because Hulu does the whole 1 week at a time bullshit.
Assholes.
Oh, hate it. But I'm really liking it so far. I don't know if anybody else is watching it, but I definitely think it's worth the two episodes right now. It's a little in the same vein as Pretty Little Liars. Mm-hmm. It's about a high school, like high school age girls. One of them gets kidnapped and the other one, you know, it's kind of like a, they're just, you know, vying for most popular kind of thing. I really like it so far. And there's a lot of like, I love shows that jump from time to time to time. So like this one goes from like 94, 95, 96. So like, I love that. And the way that they change it is by hairstyles or by facial hair on guys or, you know, so I really, really like that. And I think that that's so cool that more and more shows are doing that. But I also really like the fact that these characters are going through such a weird transition in between these years. So it's like, even if they look the exact same, you'd be able to tell the difference by the way that they're acting. Like, I don't mean how the actor is acting, but how the character is like being portrayed. Super good so far, but I'm also really, 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 really excited for Handmaid's Tale season 4. Like I am 100% pumped. I cannot wait. It is going to be amazing. Season 3 was fucking awesome. I really want to rewatch all the seasons, but it's just so mentally and emotionally draining that I don't know if I can, but I might do it before I start, because it's on Hulu, so it's going to be one episode at a fucking time. So but yeah,
you have to watch Wynonna Earp.
I know, I tried.
You didn't like it?
I couldn't get into it. I couldn't. I tried.
It took me a long time.
Two episodes. I tried. I don't.
It took me several.
Can I say something that's really fucking non-lesbian of me?
Sure.
I hate when. I don't know. I hate knowing that they're gonna get together. That Way Hot's gonna get together. Like I don't like knowing that. I should have started at the beginning. But before anybody knew anything, I should have started then. Now I know, I'm like, ugh, I don't care. That's so not me. I should be like, yeah, I wanna see it. I wanna see how it happens, like with the romance, da da da. I don't know what my problem is.
I don't either, but you need to get your shit together.
I know, right? Like, who the fuck am I? Drinking PBR? I don't want them to get together. What am I, straight man? Straight white man?
Right? Come on. It's the PBR. It's seeking into your brain.
It really is.
Yeah.
I have a couple more tonight. It's fine.
Oh my God, my dog's stealing this. Get Thor. Jesus. You're gonna cut your mouth open. Stop.
And now for the special extra interlude in Jackie's life.
God damn, Thor.
What is he? Is that a tape measure?
Yeah, he's eating a tape measure.
A metal tape measure for those of you listening at home.
Hold on a second.
Now Jackie has put us on mute. She is looking at Thor with disdain, but she loves him so very much. Oh, she just shut the door. It's going to be a long night for Jackie D.
Badass dog. Okay. Well, I'm worried he's going to like cut his mouth open on the tape measure and then it's going to be a whole thing. He's going to have to go to the vet. Like, yeah, I agree. I don't have that in me tonight. Okay, so I'm going to say something very unlike me. This week, I'm obsessed with my new shoes.
What?
I know. Listen. I bought a brand of shoe called Allbirds. That they're completely sustainable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for those that don't know, they're made out of eucalyptus and sugar cane and recycled plastic. And I'm always on the hunt for like sustainable things in my life. I don't spend $100 on shoes. That's not me. But my wife talked me into it because I pretty much wear a pair of tennis shoes like till they're, or sneakers or whatever the fuck you want to call them, till they're completely worn out. And she's like, listen, you never change your shoes. Like, you wear a pair of shoes for a year, spend the $100. I got them and I wore them. They're so fucking comfortable.
They're literally amazing.
Tell you, like, yeah. I'm like, I've been wearing them. Today was the first day I wore them because I got them yesterday. I can't even tell you how fucking comfortable these things are. And the fact that they have like a net zero carbon footprint on the planet, like, I don't know if I'll ever buy a different brand of shoes now.
They're so comfortable.
Yeah. I can't get over it.
Yeah. They're amazing. I love them. I have a pair of just the slip-ons.
Yeah. Well, I want to get some of those next. Yeah.
Oh my God. I love them. And I love, like, they're merino wool. Mm-hmm. So like, they're like so super soft. They don't itch.
Soft. No.
They're so easy. They're breathable. Mm-hmm. Like, my feet don't sweat in them. My feet don't sweat that bad anyway, but like, I love them. We bought Katie a pair of like the like just little slip-on, what's the word I'm looking
for? Boat shoes?
No, they're like the fancier, what are those called?
I don't know.
I don't know. They're just little like slip-on shoes for like when you wear like black slacks and a black shirt. She's a hairstylist. So like ballet flats.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So she has a pair of those and she wears them every fucking day. And she tosses them in the washing machine. They wash right up. They're amazing. She loves them. Loves them. She hasn't worn a different pair of shoes since we bought them for him for Christmas.
I'm telling you, this is a game changer for me. Like, and I feel good about actually buying them because they're so good for the environment. And like, the thing that I like most about them is that I hope that the more people that buy them, the more it'll push other companies to do kind of the same thing. I just
fucking comfortable,
or at least give you the option. I understand that not everyone can afford $100 for shoes, and I get that. But a lot of people pay $100 for like Air Jordans or like what. I just hope more of the bigger name companies will start giving people the option and doing it this way.
One thing too is that one of my really good friends turned me on to them, and she's had her same pair for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you right now, I've never worn a pair of Nikes for 3 years.
Yeah, never.
Never. Like, never. They've never lasted that long. And like, you know, you wash them and then they start to wear, and then you take the liner in and out, and then they start to wear even more, and then you're fucked, and then you got to go to Dr. Scholl's and I've never had an issue with all
the only downside to them is they don't make half sizes. So I had to buy the size up. So they're a tiny, tiny bit big, but not enough that it's like annoying or whatever. But these shoes are so fucking comfortable.
Did you get like just like the tie like runners?
Yeah. The tree runners.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I love them.
Oh, awesome.
I'm like, I can't stop talking about them.
Well, when I got the slides, I got the size lower because I knew they'd stretch out a little bit, and they did.
Yeah.
You know, so when you get the slides, you might be able to size down.
Yeah, I probably will with the next pair, and I probably will start with the slides just to see like how they.
Yeah,
I love it. Really matters. Yeah, they're amazing.
See, like, I was a big fan of Toms. Like, I love Toms.
Toms aren't comfortable for me.
Toms are so not comfortable.
Yeah,
I love them, but they're not comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I will spend my money on comfort any day. Is that me getting old? I don't know. But like, I love Bombas socks. I love Bombas socks. Mm-hmm. Bombas socks are the fucking best. And I don't care that they're more expensive. I'm glad that every time I buy a pair, they donate a pair, because I will buy them till the day I die. Like, I love Bombas socks. And that's how I feel about like
Allbirds.
Good shoes. Yes. Good shoes that are comfortable, that you're not going to, I will buy them till the day I die. I don't care.
I got, I started having feet issues after the military from running around on the steel flight deck with steel toe boots on. My feet were never really the same after that. I got plantar fasciitis, like it turned into a whole thing. So I struggle with finding a decent shoe that I can be in all day. I was really surprised by how comfortable I was in these all day long. So. Yeah.
I've considered getting the running ones because they have running shoes, and I've been running for the last couple of months. So I was like, maybe I should just splurge and do it, because I feel like if they're that comfortable to just walk around in, wouldn't they be just as comfortable to run in? Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll do it. We'll see.
And then you'll have to let me know.
I will, for sure. Because I'm telling you right now, like, comfort, it's
We're fucking old.
Comfort.
We're fucking old.
I know. That's the right? thing. Right? Yeah. It's like, goddamn. Anything that has like a high footbed and like a high arch is going to cradle my foot. I'm in. Because you know it's so funny when you say plantar fasciitis? I know you, like, obviously you were in the, you know, in the military. You were, you know.
You're about to say army. And I was going to punch you through the phone. Yeah.
That's because that's just me being a dumbass. That's not because I forgot. I know you were in the Navy. But I personally get, I've like in the last couple of years, I've had plantar fasciitis because I wear flip flops all the fucking time because I'm in Florida. Like I never wore flip flops 24/7 in Indiana because there was snow on the ground, but now like I'm always in some sort of sandal. So like I have Chaco sandals and Allbirds and now my feet.
So my plantar fasciitis went away for a little bit and then it got bad again when I started working in aquatics because I was in flip-flops all day, every day. And I actually had to switch to Keens and those
Keens are good.
Yeah. Those help my, now that's the only flip-flop I can wear now.
I do Archies. It's like, they're like a plastic.
I've never heard of that one.
And they're like, actually have an arch in them and they're really nice. I mean, they're just a plastic flip-flop. Mm-hmm. It's all one thing, but they're good for just walking around the pool deck and shit.
Interesting. But
Chacos, I will die in my Chacos probably. I wear them every day.
How's your PBR?
I need a new one.
Again? God, that's like your seventh.
You know what? When was the last time you had PBR? To be completely honest.
I've never had PBR.
Seriously, never?
Seriously.
Okay, so like if you like a lager at all, it is so much better than what I normally drink. It's so much more, it's more full-bodied. It is. It's made of the choicest products. Yucky. But I'm being for real when I say, like, normally if I'm going to just drink a shit beer, like I'm drinking Mick Ultra. PBR? There you go. Last week I drank a goddamn IPA. I got taste.
I love you so much.
I love you more than you love me. I'm just
saying. That's not true. Oh my God. You're such a Pisces.
I know.
Oh, that's it for us this week. The Stacey's should be back next week.
I promise you, it's not going to just be me and Jackie forever, even though it would be fine and we would handle it and we would be great even when we're on Mars.
Hey, the good news is I checked our stats. We haven't lost any listeners yet. So
it's all that matters. It's all that fucking matters. You don't lose. We may not have gained, but we didn't lose.
We have not. This is the first time we haven't gained in a month, but there's still like 5,500 of you and we appreciate you. So
every single one.
Hey, you know what? I'm actually, people's lives are getting back to normal. You know, people are getting vaccinated. They're able to go out and do things. I'm happy that people have stuff to like go do. Not us. We don't have stuff to go do.
I don't got
to
add.
But other people have stuff to go do.
And on a Friday.
Other people have things to do, which is lovely.
Lovely. I hope everybody enjoys your PBR.
You're the only person I know that drinks that besides my grandpa.
Okay, first of all, Katie's drinking them too right now. Okay. Oh, she was going to come on tonight and tell us about her dream. Next time.
And Katie are the only women I know that drink PBR.
And we will do so proudly.
Sure. Sure.
PBR.
Have a good weekend, everyone.
Have a good PBR weekend, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.